Philippians 4:8. He talks about 4:6. Be anxious about nothing, and everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We have powerful teaching on Tuesday. Always stay thankful. Always talk to him. Tell him exactly what you want with petition, and don't worry about it. It says, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, is going to keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to tell you more about how to keep that peace. He says, for the rest, brothers, whatever is true, in other words, he's not asking you to be delusional, okay? He's asking you, I want you to find things that are true, but they need to be honorable things. They need to be right things. They need to be pure things. They need to be lovely things. They need to be a good report. If there's any virtue, any praise, think on these things. What he's talking about here is there's going to be lots of bad things. There's going to be lots of things you could focus on. But if you don't want that spirit of discouragement, if you don't want that spirit that will make you pessimistic and angry and bitter and against everything, he says, wait, I've got the way to do it. Don't lean on your understanding. I want you to see what's good. I want you to see what's good in everything. Change the way you think. Change the way you see things. If you see what's good, it's something you have to actually condition yourself to do. If you're not used to doing that, there can be generational curses where everything is critical and negative and blah, blah, blah. And that even makes it harder because there's demons there trying to make you focus on what's wrong. And God says, no, I want you to break the power of that. You see what's good. You see what's good. You see what's good and you focus on what's good and you speak what's good. And what you begin to do, you begin to encourage yourself. You'll begin to build yourself up. You'll begin to say, oh, thank you, God. And thanksgiving is the key. Being grateful and thankful. You'll see when we study the thing on Moses, you do not go into the promises of God if you murmur and complain and continue to let what's happening around you make you focus on the negative instead of how big God is. So in every situation, it's hard. It's hard in a lot of situations. I know for some of you, it's hard when you look at your checking accounts. I know for some of you, it's hard when you look at relationship situations. It's hard when you look at different things in life. It's hard, but I'm telling you, you have to begin to be people who apply God's word, amen? You have to be doers, not just hearers, which means when your thoughts try to take you negative, you say, no, I'm not going there. God, thank you. You know, maybe you have a job and you hate it. Maybe it's a horrible job, but you can say, Lord, thank you that I have a job. Thank you that I have a job. Thank you that I'm able to do this job. Thank you that I have a car to drive to this job. Thank you that this job at least puts some kind of food on the table. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll never forget, and I know I bring my own stuff up because that's how I learn. But I'm going to tell you, if Holy Spirit can make this real in my life, the day my daughter died, and I can sit in a prayer closet in the middle of the night, totally being attacked by depression, totally being attacked by bitterness, totally being attacked, and I can sit there and I can break through because Holy Spirit lives in me, and I can begin to thank him. Thank you, God, that she's in heaven. Thank you, God, that we had her for 7 years. Thank you, God, that you gave us such a precious daughter. Thank you, God, you're going to get us through this. Thank you, God, that you're big and you're real. Thank you, God, we'll be in heaven one day with her. Thank you, God, I don't understand, but you're going to make this happen, God. You will take what's meant for evil and you will turn it to good. I thank you, God, and it will break heaviness. It will break depression. It will break the enemy from destroying you and breaking you. God, when he says to do something, he means it. If you choose not to do it, you will go in a downward spiral of the enemy attacking you with torment and bitterness and self-hate and all these other things. Satan wants to destroy your life. It's not a game. But you have to choose. You have to choose whom you're going to serve. You have to choose to do it God's way in everything. And there's some really bad stories. There's some things that aren't that big a deal, and people are still negative, negative, negative. Because that's what they've learned. That's what they've taken in, that critical thing. That's what they're constantly seeing, what they do wrong instead of what they do right. Quit thinking about what you do wrong. Think about what you do right. Think on things that are lovely and pure in your life. Think on the good report in your life. Don't think about the past things where you messed up. Put them under the blood of Christ and think about the things that God is doing now. I can't beat myself up for the things I've done wrong because Jesus paid for those. Amen? What good is it going to do me to beat myself up? It's really not me beating myself up. It's the devil beating me up and me in agreement with him. I'm not in agreement. I am in the kingdom of God. All things are new. Amen? So we need to focus. We need to choose to do this. If you choose not to, fine. but you'll be on meds. You won't be sleeping at night. You'll be, you know, thinking of, you know, alcohol and drugs in the past life. You'll be looking at garbage TV and wasting your time or wasting your life. And I don't encourage anybody to do that because I think that would be such a waste. Amen? And destroying your families and destroying your jobs and destroying everything. I really want you today to leave here knowing I can do this. I can think on things that are good. I can think on lovely parts. I can make myself change the way I think. I can ask God to give me wisdom. I can ask God for understanding. I can begin to be thankful. I can begin to be someone who thinks on the good things and looks at the good things. I can be someone who changes the atmosphere where I am at by seeing that things through the eyes of a big God, seeing things through the eyes of a God who never says anything is impossible. I can see that God will work all things together for good if I love him, which means I obey him and do it his way, and I'm called to his purpose. His purpose does not mean fivefold ministry. His purpose means, God, whatever you want to do with my life, that's what I want. I want your will. I just want your will. Amen? I'm telling you strategically, you have to apply these things. You have to begin to say what he says. He said, well, there's nothing good. No, find something. Okay, I'm breathing. Okay, that's good. Okay, I'm breathing. I'm not in hell. That's a good thing. Okay, God, that's my two things. I'm breathing and I'm not in hell. Thank you, Jesus. I'm breathing, I'm not in hell. So how are you doing today? I'm breathing, I'm not in hell. Praise God. That's better than going off with all the junk, all right? That's better than going off with all the junk. Because if you become thankful, then his presence is going to be with you, and he's going to begin to give you more things. Your eyes are going to open. You're going to see more things. You're going to begin, if you study the Psalms, you'll see that David, when he was downhearted, he would encourage himself with what God had done good in the past. He didn't go, well, God, you know, my son killed my other son, and my daughter got raped by her brother, and blah, blah, blah. He didn't say that stuff when he's sitting there. He said, no, I remember when you did this, God. I remember when you did this. Think on the good things, not on what Don't think on what the enemy has achieved. Think on what God has achieved. And if you think on what God has done in your life, you will be built up with your most holy faith. And you will see great and powerful things. And everything will turn in the direction that you're able to believe. Amen? And how many know he has enough wisdom and enough power, enough understanding to fix everything? Amen? So, Father, we thank you. And, Lord, we just give you praise for what you're doing. God, I thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Lord, I ask that you supernaturally, by your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we would just give right now. We would just give up all of our negativity. We would give up all our pessimism. Lord, we give up all of our discouragement, Lord God, which means taking away our confidence. Lord, that we would just take all those right now to the cross. We take those to the cross, and we'd put them there at the cross, and we'd say, okay, I'm burying that. That's over. Now, God, give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Let me do things your way. Let me walk your way. I want your peace that passes understanding. I want to enjoy my life. I want to be a person who's thankful. I want to be a person who loves their life. I want to be happy, God. I want to be happy. I'm going to be happy because I'm going to have your wisdom. And your wisdom is the key to happiness according to Proverbs 3. Thank you, Lord, as you make that real in our lives. Lord, that everyone here would take all their discouragement. They would take all of those things that came against them, that overwhelmed them. They would take all those things that seemed too big, all those things that maybe if we didn't know you, God, would be too big. Lord, and then take all the little things that don't even add up to a hill of beans, but that have made us bogged down. And Lord, we just bring all of those right now to the cross. We bring all those right now. We just lay them there at the cross. And we look up and we say, Jesus, thank you that you've overcome all this. Thank you that you have wisdom. Thank you. And I want you to see yourself turning from the cross, saying that stuff is there and I'm not going back there. I'm going right into the heavenlies. I'm seated in high places with Christ Jesus. I can have the wisdom of God. I can have all that God has is at my disposal as I seek him. He will give me wisdom. He will order my paths. He will make the way straight where there seems to be no way. I will acknowledge him in this. I'll acknowledge him in my job. I'll acknowledge him in my marriage. I'll acknowledge him in raising my children. I'll acknowledge him in all my relationships. I'll acknowledge him in every part of my life. I'll acknowledge him in my health. I will acknowledge him. Father, I just thank you I thank you that no matter what place we're at in our walk, whether we're cussing on one page and then writing all spiritual on the next, you know where we're at. You know the issues of our heart. And you never, ever give up on us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will never wring your hands and say it's over. They're hopeless. They're useless. Lord, none of that is the way you see us. So Lord, help us to see ourselves through your eyes and be amazed at how awesome we are and how the blood of Christ wipes everything else away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.